cooperation between our schools and sanitariums. I have been shown that there are decided advantages to be gained by having our schools located near our sanitariums, that the students may receive the benefits of the instruction given to the nurses and may witness the results of faithful work done for those who need help and counsel. The benefits of hearty cooperation extend beyond physicians and teachers, students, and sanitarium helpers. When a sanitarium is built near a school, those in charge of the educational institution have a grand opportunity of setting a right example before those who, all through their life, have been easygoing idlers and who have come to the sanitarium for treatment. The patient will see the contrast between the idle, self-indulgent lives that they have lived and the lives of self-denial and service lived by Christ's followers. They will learn that the object of medical missionary work is to restore, to correct wrongs, to show human beings how to avoid the self-indulgence that brings disease and death. There is a great work to be done by our sanitariums and schools. Time is short. What is done must be done quickly. Let those who are connected with these important instrumentalities be wholly converted. Let them not live for self, for worldly purposes, withholding themselves from full consecration to God's service. Let them give themselves, body, soul, mind, and spirit, to God, to be used by Him in saving souls. They are not at liberty to do with themselves as they please. They belong to God, for He has bought them with the life blood of His only begotten Son. And as they learn to abide in Christ, there will remain in the heart no room for selfishness. In His service, they will find the fullest satisfaction. The Lord would have His work move forward solidly. Let light shine forth as God designed that it should from His institutions, and let God be glorified and honored. This is the purpose and plan of heaven in the establishment of these institutions. Let physicians and nurses and teachers and students walk humbly before God, trusting in Him as the one who can make their work a success.